So it is 10:32. You're listening to KHOM Radio, but without the rules, but with all of the important information as we come into a whole new season, because it's time for Humboldt Baywatch. I've got Carol Vandermeer on the line. Hey, Carol.
Hey, Midge. How's it going today?
Oh, I'm just fine. I've got a little bit of sunshine peeking through into my studio, so I'm feeling the love right now. I know we've got rain on the horizon, so I'm trying to get all of the sunshine that I can today.
Yeah, it's looking pretty sunny here. Talking to you from the plaza in Arcata. Looks pretty beautiful.
Oh, what are you doing there?
Oh, well, I've got another little appointment here, and so I thought I would position myself in my mobile office to chat you up, and then dash off to the next item.
Gotcha.
That's what happens.
Well, you know, an office, as long as, like mine, it's got a little bit of sunshine in it. I mean, can you complain?
Yeah, can't complain. But it was really interesting having that storm come through, you know, the first big storm of the season, mm-hmm. and the sky was amazing. And, you know, I think everybody was sort of excitedly anticipating it, even though we all love the sunshine. It's nice to dampen, you know, the soils and quench some of the fires, and just remind us that yes, the rain will come and the green will return. So it was kind of exciting, and the sky was phenomenal. And my husband and I took time to go out to a really interesting place that I sometimes forget about how dramatic and fun it is to go out to the jetty, to the North Jetty. And it is the best place to take in a full 360 panorama of sky. It's also a place to be very, very cautious. Don't go walking out on the jetty during any time when there's any kind of surf or splashiness, and it can be a very risky place. But there's still plenty of places where you can be up on the dunes taking in the surfers or walking along the beach portions of the jetty. And when we were there, it was the calm before the storm, and really enjoyed taking in some of the wildlife.
Well, and a 360 degree view, I mean, what more can you ask for? Especially, you know, as we talk about the weather changing, right? So maybe we don't want to go out onto these like big day adventures because we don't know. Maybe the rain will be coming. The days are getting shorter. Yeah. So maybe focusing on things that are a little closer to home, and or maybe you can run back to your car.
Yeah. It's a really interesting place. Of course, the jetty itself is sort of monitored and managed by the Army Corps of Engineers and makes it possible for ships to go in and out. Otherwise, it would just be the sand spits that move and shift and would make it very hazardous. So that is sort of a feat of engineering, which is awe-inspiring in itself. And just sort of being near where the ocean, you know, meets the bay is sort of a tumultuous area, and we saw some pretty cute little birds. We were bird nerding out a little bit, I'll have to say. And some of what we saw in the bay, you know, not way out on the jetty, but in the bay, were some young and probably maybe adult non-breeding common murres. They have a very different look when they're non-breeding, and that they're or juveniles. They have kind of a little bridled look to their face, and they were making little squeaky toy noises and hunting for plenty of fish out there, you know, coming into the mouth of the bay. So it's a good sign. It makes me happy to see them out there along with the cormorants and those little murres. I think a previous episode we talked about murres, and one of their very cool adaptations for fishing is in their little beaks. They have those little denticles, not really teeth, but little bumpy areas where they can capture those slippery fish and gobble them down.
Well, I don't ever think about the jetty as anywhere to really wildlife watch, because there's always so many boats and ships and things like that. So I like thinking, I like that you're out there still finding ways to like bird nerd and find beauty. So you've got murres. What else can you see out there?
Yeah, another bird that I love seeing on the rocks around the jetty. And it's really, I see them there, and I see them up on the rocky shores around Trinidad, are black turnstones. I just love that name, the turnstones. They're a little chunky shorebird with kind of a very handsomely colored dark brown on the top and kind of white on the bottom. Mm. And they get their name because they are there on the intertidal, you know, with their sharp beak just like plowing up and turning over every stone looking for little invertebrates to munch on. So it's kind of a cool name. They're just busy, and they kind of blend in when they're hunkered down, but then when they move, you'll see their bright white bellies, and they're really quite beautiful.
Yeah, I can see that they are colored almost exactly like the rocks and beach, which I'm sure from up top, advantageous, right? Yeah, I would imagine they're small and potentially snacking size for maybe like a hawk or something like that.
Yeah, they're pretty chunky.
Are they?
They're little round shorebirds. Mm-hmm. They're pretty neat, but they are really, you know, strong. They can almost plow through the, you know, the seaweed and stuff with their stout little bill, looking, turning over things, looking for what opportunities lie under those bits of seaweed and little stones. So leave no stone unturned, those turnstones. So
that is an adorable little name.
It is. It is. And, you know, out there in the jetty, we saw a common loon. We saw cormorant. So it is interesting that they're in this sort of heavily impacted by human engineering and development is still a very wild place. And there's like the little cute on your way towards the jetty. There's the cute little baby beach. There's much more protected little beaches that you can go explore and not, you know, go up on the jetties themselves. Never, ever, ever go up there if you see splashing waves or there's any kind of commotion, because and don't go way out on the jetty. It's a dangerous spot. There's plenty of signs to warn you, but on a calm day, back a little closer to the beach, you can still kind of look over and check out some of the wildlife.
And that is a good reminder to talk about the dangers of the jetty, because while it's very beautiful and you can get a nice view, there are casualties. You know, people go out, they get swept out, things happen. It is somewhere to be very careful walking. Mm-hmm. And that's a good reminder.
Yeah, we've probably all been there because people go out there to wave watch, and there's a nice big tall dune safely away that you can still like take in the waves. And there've even been surfers who ride those waves in the mouth. And but yeah, do not go walking. I've seen people go walking when it's splashing, and that's very, very dangerous time. But it's still a really cool place. And I know I've encountered families out there doing like poke pulling, you know, fishing for little rockfish that are in between those big boulders that have been placed there by the engineers, but they still do create some interesting habitat for intertidal critters and rockfish, all kinds of things.
What did you call that? Poke pulling?
Poke pulling. Have you ever heard about poke pulling?
Mm-mm, no.
It's I've only done it once with a friend. You take like a big, long bamboo pole and maybe 12 inches of heavy duty, you know, wire at the end with a little lure and maybe some squid. And you just poke your pole into these little holes where the rockfish are hiding out. And it's a pretty interesting way. You just have to kind of wiggle around, and basically you're fishing in these little intertidal nooks and crannies that so many different species of rockfish inhabit.
And a rockfish, if anyone doesn't know, those are the orange ones, right? The orange ones with the beautiful spikes.
There are a lot of different types of rockfish, and yes, there are orange ones with the beautiful spikes, and they're kind of distinctive with their fins that they can hang on to the intertidal, you know, and hang out there without being swept away while they make their living munching on what they do. I'm not even sure what all they munch on, but whatever is available in the intertidal. So yeah, there's a lot of different species of rockfish out there, and I'm no fish expert, but I do know a little bit of a tidbit of info. It's kind of a misconception that you can poke pole or fish from any part of the jetty. You can only do it with without a license. I mean, you can do it with a license, but without a license, there's piers and jetties that are not attached to the beach. You can go there without a license, but I would not recommend fishing out on the jetty unless you know what you're doing and are very savvy about the ocean, because as we already mentioned, it's a very dangerous area out there. But you know, I've been out there when salmon are running and there's lots of fishermen out there, but they're usually pretty savvy, water safety savvy, and you know, don't go out there if conditions aren't appropriate.
Yeah. But again, just what a nice way to kind of keep it local right now, because the days are getting shorter. The rain is coming and you may just want to pop out really quick. Like today, I've been kind of talking all day about the fact that the rain is coming tomorrow. So get out, play a little hooky if you can, and get that sunshine. And so prioritizing places that you can get to kind of quickly by car, that you can run to your car. You don't have to get going too far away as we kind of approach the rainy season and fall, and somewhere that you can appreciate from your car, because say it is a little bit rainy, but you want to go out and have a nice view and appreciate somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's good to get kind of switched.
The jetty is a cool place to go. There's a lot of interesting areas out there, and it's much of it's managed by the Bureau of Land Management. And of course, you know, be watchful. There are areas where it is permitted to have vehicles, you know, on the beach or in the dunes, but they're pretty well managed out there.
Now there is that is kind of a thing, I know, right? That there are some spots that you can take your vehicle out on. I know there are people out on dirt bikes, four wheelers, things like that. But you want to make sure that you stay
along the trails.
you want to stay on the, because it's still a habitat, right? People go out and kind of rip it up a little bit, but it's still a habitat. There's still, even though it's a little industrial, even though there's a little more commotion there, there's still lots of things living. There's still bees out there and fish and birds and all kinds of things.
Yeah. It's still a pretty dramatic landscape and a great place to kind of get a new perspective, watch the sky, have a different perspective looking back on Eureka. That's pretty interesting too. So, I don't know, just be safe and enjoy it and watch for wildlife. And it's a pretty neat little expedition, like you said, very close to home.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're lucky in Humboldt County that really you can find wildlife in little places just about anywhere. We're really lucky when it comes to that. So if somebody wanted to go and have a little local excursion, do we have any sort of music that might go along with that?
I do have some music, and I hope you can find it. I found it by Jim Quick and the Coastline, called Jumpin' the Jetty.
Jim Quick, Jumping the... Jumping Jim. No, Jumping the Jetty. Let's see if I find that. Okay, this one may take me a second to find. I see why you said it that way.
Yeah, I kind of shopped around. It's a little bluesy number by Jim Quick and the Coastline called Jumping the Jetty.
Jim Quick. I'm seeing Jumping the Jetty, but I'm having trouble finding that version of it. How about this? Okay, we'll take a little break. It'll give me just a few minutes to find it. Nicely done. This is the first time that you've stumped me and find
you.
It may take me just a moment to find that one, but that's cool. It means maybe that people on Cahum haven't heard it before.
Yeah, it's a pretty upbeat bluesy rendition.
Nice.
No, not a bluegrassy one.
Well, and nice. What a fun way. Again, I've been encouraging people to like play hooky all day. I'm like, you do whatever you want today. The rain is coming. So a little upbeat number, maybe as they kind of like finish up their last few things that they have to do. It's only 10:45, but I'm like, nobody needs to work right now. Everybody needs to go outside.
I love it. I'll let my boss know this too.
Perfect. Yes. Midge said it was fine.
Okay. All right. Well, have a great day, Midge, and enjoy that sunshine.
All right. Thanks, Carol. Always a pleasure. Bye.
Bye-bye.